Sunshine, 106.8, Dublin's easy place to relax on Saturday Live. Understand Together is a fantastic new initiative in association with the HSE. It's all about inclusivity for people in the community with dementia. There are some great resources to find out more by going to understandtogether.ie or phoning 1800 341 341. Moran Doyle is with me on Saturday Live this weekend from the Dementia Carers Campaign Network. Lovely to meet you.
Thank you very much, Robbie.
And I suppose on behalf of all the people you've helped down through the years with your network, I know you have your own story with your dad. Mm-hmm. And you lived in Toronto, is that right?
I did,
at one point,
yeah,
in your life?
For over 30 years. And
okay.
Moved over there in 89 and then came back in 2015. Because we, as a family, realised, my sister's in Vancouver and I have two brothers who also live abroad. And we realised that it was very important that Dad stay in his home, which
right.
he had lived in since 63.
So your dad was diagnosed with dementia.
He was.
And
vascular dementia.
Vascular. And
yeah.
you came home from Toronto to take care of him.
I did.
Okay.
I did. Yes.
And how difficult was that for you initially, maybe having not been exposed to somebody who's living with dementia? Was it a tough
it was,
thing to come to terms with?
It was, Robbie, from the point of view that they don't call dementia the long goodbye for nothing. It's seeing somebody whom you love, admire, respect, just disappear little bit by little bit. Mm. And suddenly the child becomes the parent. And to see Dad quite vulnerable.
Most people, or a lot of people listening to us now, will either know somebody directly who
yes.
has dementia
yeah.
or will know somebody through someone else.
Yes.
Because it is that.
Yes.
Like we're talking about, what, 64,000 people?
Exactly.
Who live with dementia
really
in Ireland.
Is. Yeah, but the whole thing is, from what I gleaned from being with Dad, was to have a kind of a patience and treat the individual, not the condition or the disease, to, you know, as Dad used to say, I'm still me. I would highly recommend if anybody has any issues with regards to what do I do if, phoning the Alzheimer's Society at 1-800-341-341 and talk to anybody there, particularly the dementia advisors, they're just superb, both for carers as well as the individuals who have dementia.
And so the Dementia Carers Campaign Network was set up by you as a way of bringing together other carers and giving them advice, or maybe somebody who found themselves in a situation where
yeah.
they had to be a carer.
Well, the Dementia Carers Network was kind of set up to reflect the Irish Dementia Working Group within the Alzheimer's Society. The Irish
okay.
Dementia Working Group is for individuals who have dementia, mm. to talk to individuals with regards to what to do, how to help them, that it's not...
Yeah,
you know,
and they're not on their own.
And they're not on their own. As a sister group, the Dementia Carers Campaign, which is for carers like me.
So somebody who finds themselves in a situation who that they're caring for somebody, they can ring and maybe talk to somebody who's been in the similar
situation.
Absolutely,
okay. absolutely. And it's not a kind of a support group. It's more about information.
Tell us a bit about what Understand Together is.
When Understand Together came about, it was drawing on all the different organisations, Living with Dementia, the Alzheimer's Society, etc., etc.
Mm.
So it was a kind of a one-stop shop
sure.
for individuals. So the Understand Together, particularly something like the lovely blue sign, when you see that outside a cafe, a bank, indeed myself, when I had to go to bring Dad to St. Michael's Hospital during COVID, and I saw that sign, I thought, you know, it was like kind of saying, they get him. They get me.
These are friends.
These are friends, yeah. Ravi. That's exactly it.
Mm. It's also about making sure that people with dementia feel inclusive in their own communities.
Absolutely.
The local shop, the
yeah.
local group.
Yeah, yeah.
And everybody understanding and
yeah.
being there for them.
Absolutely. That yeah, couldn't have worded it better myself. Well done.
It strikes me that people who live with dementia are still living.
Yep.
They still go about their daily lives.
Absolutely.
Just like everybody else.
Yes. Yes, and particularly for some of the carers like myself, you think you can do everything yourself and mm. you think it's all on your shoulders. But when you realise that people want to help, but what they need to do is be told what they need to do. Like people say, you let me know if you need anything done, you know, which, mm. which is really lovely. But I'm thinking that's fine. But a friend used to kind of say, she said, I'm around on Tuesday afternoon. Can I come by? And you take off for an hour and a half. you know, so okay. It's something concrete.
Yes, which is a huge help to somebody who is incredible. Looking after somebody all of the time,
exactly.
Isn't it?
Exactly, yeah.
I mean, they talk about seeing the person and not the dementia.
Dementia, exactly. And that's the whole thing, to try and find out little things about the person.
And talking about dementia more
and
so.
Talking about it. Yeah. The stigma has to be given.
Do you think
of.
It's getting better? Do you think people are a little less stigmatized, or are we a long way to go?
It's getting better. In my eyes, I feel that it is getting better. But again, in smaller rural communities, you know, they don't really understand what it is, what the condition is. And again, it's this whole thing of sharing the knowledge, understanding
and educating
ourselves.
And then, of course, the staying in touch with people.
Yeah.
Who, not only the carers, but the person who's living with us.
Yeah. Somebody said to me, how did you get through COVID? My answer was, it was no different to my normal life.
Right.
Except that Dad didn't understand why people weren't calling anymore.
Yeah.
You're still isolated as a carer. And you feel that you're on your own.
And then, of course, it's asking how people can help. What can I do to help you?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, what are the sorts of things that would have made a big difference to you?
I think individual, you know, phoning up and saying, I'm going to be around for an hour and a half. Can I pop by and sit, you know, and visit with Brian? Which was her way of saying, you know, you go out and they'll chat on. And then that became a regular thing. And he'd forget that they were here from week to week. And he'd say, I haven't seen you in so long. And she'd just play along with it. The phone calls to the individual, because they have dementia, doesn't mean they have changed within themselves.
Mm. Would they still partake in hobbies and things like that?
Absolutely, absolutely. And my father's love was horse racing. And again, a friend of his used to come round on a Saturday afternoon.
And watch the Gee Gees.
Yeah. And they'd have little bets between themselves. So again, it's a continuation. It's a different way of living, but it is a really good life.
And of course, it's important for groups or premises that our friends of understand together that their premises is accessible, has the space, and is able to welcome the person.
Welcome the person. And just the individuals being not necessarily trained in what it is to have dementia. And there's so many different levels of dementia. There's Alzheimer's, Lewy body, vascular dementia, et cetera, et cetera. And sometimes there's little nuances of dementia in with other conditions, say Parkinson's or indeed heart attacks, et cetera.
Well, I know that understandtogether.ie is a very good site to go to to get all this information.
It is.
Particularly if you are in the community and you want to become a friend.
Yeah. Yeah.
What you need to do, maybe some of the things you need to learn about or discuss, and maybe with your staff or with the people who come in and out of your store.
The more you talk about it, the more normal it becomes, and the fear factors are gone. And again, that horrible feeling of loneliness is really diluted down to, I can do this, and living in the moment.
Before I let you go, what's the one piece of advice you would give to somebody listening to this now who would love to be able to do something to help somebody living with dementia?
Contact them.
Reach out and be another human being.
Maura
Ann Doyle, Dementia Carers Campaign Network. You do such great work, you really do. And the Understand Together campaign, understand.ie, a great resource to go to. And let's champion this fantastic cause.
Thank you so much
for coming in.
UnderstandTogether.ie for information and free training. Advice and support is also available by calling the National Helpline provided by the Alzheimer's Society of Ireland on free phone 1800 341 341. Brought to you by the HSE on Sunshine 106.8, Dublin's easy place to relax.